想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. This week we are going to be joined by Mark when we'll be talking about different kinds of accommodations.
That's right. I mean, the range of accommodation is so vast, isn't it, really? It goes all the way from tents right up to perhaps the most elaborate hotel. I think in Dubai they have what they call a 7-star hotel. And also we could talk about, in Britain, for example, being accommodated at Her Majesty's pleasure means that you're in prison. That's another kind of accommodation.
I see. 大家在出去玩的时候有不同的居住方式可以选择，那从船屋到七星酒店都可以。那我们今天就来说一说不同的住宿的方式。Let's start with resort. I'm sure people who have the money would choose that. Basically, it's a place which offers a variety of amenities apart from the hotel rooms themselves. So there will be the swimming pools, game rooms, a workout facilityGyms, a lot of them together all in one place and possibly a bigger land area, right?
That's right, with some resorts located on the beach, for example. And in fact, it's possible to visit some resorts where you would pay one price to go to the resort and you stay in the resort. You don't even go to the local town.
一般 resort 或者说度假村度假酒店这样的旅行方式，就是你只住在一个地方，然后吃喝玩乐就全包了。
So from that all-encompassing location, the resort, there are other sorts of hotel. Let's deal with that phrase first, because hotel is the word that most travelers will encounter most often, and it covers all sorts of places and offers short-term overnight accommodation.
Hotel 是最基本的，就是旅馆啦。
Slightly cheaper, though, would be a guest house or inn. A guest house is an inn, usually a pub or tavern. It's a cheaper kind of hotel.
Guest house 和 inn 都比 hotel 也就是旅馆要便宜一些，而 inn 一般指的是跟酒吧相连的小旅馆。
And then even cheaper, more affordable, is just a room in somebody's house. This would be called a B&B, which means bed and breakfast. Usually these are family-run places, and the family themselves live in another part of the building.Some sort of breakfast is included with your overnight stay.
B&B, bed and breakfast, 跟 guest house 有点像，但是有可能更便宜一些。那是指提供住宿并且提供早餐的这样的小旅店。
Okay, the next one is a home exchange or a house swap. Now this, of course, probably the cheapest of all options, because if it's a house swap, it might not cost you anything at all. This is where you exchange your home for another home for a set time period. It's often arranged through a travel service or a club that you join.
House swap 或者是 home exchange 换房旅行这样的方式也是受很多荷包比较紧张的年轻人的喜爱了。
Now, travelers on a real budget might like to stay in a hostel. This consists of a shared room. Sometimes there's a dormitory. There'll be a shared bathroom. Anyone can rent this. You don't have a choice of roommates. Some hostels have private bedrooms as well, or an extra bathroom at an additional price. And these are mostly used by young single travelers.
跟 house swap 一样经济的一种方式呢，就是青年旅店 hostel 了。住过青年旅店的人就会知道，经常是共用厕所和淋浴间，并且会有男女混住的情况出现。
And then we come on to an interesting one, because it does cause some confusion. Pension. Many of our listeners will know that the pension is what retired people have. But if you travel to European countries like France or Germany, you'll see this word pension over the top of one of these small hotels. It's actually in French pronounced pension, but it looks like pension. So many British travellers with no knowledge of French think it's maybe a house where old people live, you know, a care home or something like that, which it isn't. Pension is usually a family-run bed and breakfast, often, as I've said, found in European countries.
Pension 在这里可不是养老金或者养老院的意思，而是指在欧洲国家，尤其是法国和德国所见到的一种 B&B 的形式，也就是家庭旅馆的形式。
And then another one, this is actually this word motel is made up of motor, as in motor car, and hotel. So the rooms are usually open onto a car park, as the name implies,They cater mostly for motorists. These are the ones that you'll see in a lot of Hollywood movies, motel.
That's right. Motel 是 motor 和 hotel 的合成词。 那当然也就是汽车旅馆的意思了。Usually these motels are not in a very good conditions and are where usually crimes happen.
Well, if you watch a lot of Hollywood movies and TV shows, yes,
yeah.
It's true.
And that's all the time we have for this week's Roundtable's Word of the Week.